Hello and welcome to February 2nd, 2024 edition of the Sports Ethos NBA Today podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Taylor, also known as It's Orange Baby or Orange DFS. And I'm here solo tonight since Ramiz is out with a little bit of a sore throat right now. I'm also not feeling 100%, but let's just dig right into this nine game interesting NBA slate. Started with the point guard position. I'm just gonna keep it simple with the spend up. Gonna go with Curry against Memphis. The little GG revenge game that he's gonna be going up against. But outside of that, Curry's game been pretty solid for the past 2 weeks. What was it? Had 40 in the little Philly game, 40 in the little Lakers game, 30 against Sacramento. Forgot who we played after that, but he's been pretty solid these past 2 weeks. And I see that continuing into the All-Star break as well. So it will be a little chalky, 9-4, probably going to have around 15% ownership. But I do feel like it'll be safe for cash, something you can run in GPPs as well. Yeah, not much more to really say about it. Hopefully he will get the regular amount of minutes. But outside of that, pretty safe play. Pretty chalk. Going a little bit cheaper in the point guard position. I'm actually going to run Bradley Beal against Atlanta. Should be a high scoring matchup. His assist rate's been pretty solid lately. If you're able to get his assist prop at 5.5, that might be worth a grab. 4.5, 5.5. Something that would be worth a play. Real question is, how many field goal attempts will he get? Since the last time he played a horrible defense, might have been some injuries to it, but he had 20 shots up against Miami. Going up against a team who, you know, spelled defense with an O. I really don't see how he won't get 15 shots up in this game. I don't know if he's really going to get to the line in this game, though. But he should get you a couple of rebounds, should get you 5 assists. And if he's able to get a shot going and he's willing to take them, that should be an easy 35-45 DK point game for 6-5. On somebody who probably won't be the highest owned player on a nine game slate. So that's the mid tier route I'm going to be going. And for the GPP only route, the boom or bust route, I'm actually going to go into what I think is going to be one of the uglier games on this nine game slate. That's the San Antonio New Orleans game. I'm actually going to take a shot on Blake Wesley for my GPP lineup at 3 sets. Wow. Minutes-wise, you never know what you're going to get with him. Production-wise, you never know what you're going to get from him. But he's somebody that if this game gets out of hand, he should be able to produce some out-of-nowhere stats in the fourth quarter, get you maybe like 4 assists out of nowhere, hit a three-pointer for you, maybe even get you a steal or two. So he's somebody with the ability to get you 12 DK points in a quarter, especially if this is a blowout. So depending on which New Orleans teams we get, this could be leaning towards blowout. So I will throw Blake in my GPP for that reason. Definitely do not use this in cash games. GPP only. Moving on to the shooting guard position. Again, there's a couple routes you can go here, especially on a 9-game slate. But I'm just gonna keep it simple. I use Bill as my point guard position, and somebody who I will run with and well on him is Devin Booker for 9-9. Again, a player with the potential to get you 75 DraftKings points less than 10K against one of the, if not the worst defensive team in the past 10 years in the NBA. I don't see why I wouldn't not load up on that. And I do think the public will be loading up on that as well. So he will be chalky. 15, 25% ownership, depending on what type of contest you're in. Definitely somebody you're going to see in most cash games. GPP wise, you're still going to see a little bit about it, about him, since, trust me, this is a chalky spot. This game total is going to be ridiculous. I only see the total climbing going into the game as well. Yeah, not much more to say about that. Mid-tier play, this is kind of odd. I typically don't really do this. Like, I have two plays, same price, same game, same team. My mid-tier is going to be either Hero or Rozier. I'm leaning towards Hero as a cash game play. Do see him being a little bit more chalkier than Terry Rozier. Rozier might be more of a GPP play, but I really don't mind flipping them around either. I really do see ownership being maybe a little bit higher on Hero, but not too drastically higher. Both of them are in pretty good spots playing against Washington, and their minutes is more than secured. Yeah, not much more to say about them. Pretty chalky, nothing really crazy. Gonna see a lot of people on both of these players. Don't know if I will run both in the same lineup though. I'm more willing to run Bill and Booker together. I don't really see myself running too many lineups with both Hero and Rozier playing. Going with the cheapie, man. If Hermes was here, he would probably have a little bit more insight on this play than me. But I'm going with the Ricky himself, Grady, going up against Houston. I really don't like the matchup, but I do like the minutes he's been getting. I'm kind of bamboozled that he played 20, 25 minutes against Chicago and couldn't get a shot attempt up. And Houston, their defense, perimeter defense, been pretty decent. Don't allow too many three-pointers, but I feel like you give him 24 minutes. I really don't see him doing a repeat of taking zero shots again. He should be able to get you at least 4 or 5 three-pointer attempts. Could get you a couple of rebounds, couple of assists if he's on the floor. Don't really fail too often. Well, from what I've seen him play, he don't really fail too often. No, he had a little bit of James Harden trouble against Clippers, but he's somebody who could stay on the floor if he gets minutes. And especially if RJ Barrett is out, I really don't see his minutes dipping below 20, 25 range. So for a GPP play, maybe even a cash game play for 3-4, I really don't see too many better plays than Grady on this slate right now, with the news that's out. Moving on to the small forward position. I'm going back to Toronto. Definitely a cash game play. Somebody whose GPP is valuable as well. And that's going to be Scotty Barnes for 9K. Trust me, if RJ is out, that ownership will be in a 15% own plus range. But he's kind of been given the green light. Didn't really show up on it too often just yet. But I do feel like his performance is only going to edge a little bit up before it actually get a little bit more down. Do feel like his rebounding might go up a little bit soon. Kind of scary that his rebound numbers actually went down so much ever since Siakam trade, but hey, what can you do? A month ago, he was somebody who was get you a triple double, and now you're wondering, like, will he give me five rebounds? Been great for props playing the under, but when it comes to fantasy, you've been losing a good amount of production out of him. So I really do feel like the spot seems decent. If RJ's out, ownership will be high. But I do feel like this could be a double-double spot for him. Moving on, going a little bit cheaper, possibly a little bit more chalkier. It's Jonathan Kuminga at 6'2". Not too much to really say about him other than he asked for minutes and actually started getting these minutes. Going up against a depleted Memphis team, I really don't see how he won't be contributing in the scoring for the Warriors, especially with the role and the usage he's been given recently. Rebounds always gonna be here or there with him. Never really know what you're gonna get out of him when it comes to rebounds, but when it comes to raw points, he will get you 20 points. Outside of that, can't really tell you what he will bring outside of a steal or two. But hopefully you get 35 DK points out of him on S2 price tag. Right of ownership, definitely play him in your cash game. And if you like, fade him in GPPs. Going cheap. You see, this is me going with my little Clipper bias. Amir Coffey, man, 3-5. Going up against the Detroit Pistons in what could be a game that will be deemed over by the first half. I really do see him getting into a situation where he should get 24 minutes. And while on the floor, if this is a blowout, especially in the fourth quarter, he will have the ability to get you 10 actual points. So he's really point dependent, might get you a couple 3-pointers. But going against Detroit, I'm taking my chances of calling this game a blowout and giving him a little bit more run than normal. So 15 actual points from him might convert into 18, 24 DraftKings points at 3-5 on a 9-game slate. Those are the things that you need. And I'm comfortable playing him in both GPP and cash. Moving on to power forwards. You see, this is a position I need to be a little bit cheaper on. I like these 9K players and all these other spots. Eventually, I had to go a little cheaper, and I felt like power forward will be the position I will be going cheap on this slate. Kyle Kuzma might be my biggest spin up at the power forward position against this Miami matchup. I typically don't like playing players on the Wizards, but given the players that I think who will be chalk in this position, you could potentially get Kuzma at a low ownership, so under that little 10% mark in your GPPs. And he does have the potential to get you a double double in this matchup and could end with anywhere from 40 to 50 DraftKings points. And for 7-7, I'm never going to say no to that, especially on this type of slate. Going mid tier, I'm going back to a game that I feel like it's going to be pretty ugly. And I don't think too many players will be on to Jeremy Sochan in this matchup. I do feel like this is a spot where he could get you a double double. Want to say he had double double against, oh man, who they play? It wasn't Washington. On that East Coast trip, had a double double against somebody. Oh, Orlando. Little 20-10 game. And he does have blocks of steal potential. Ever since he stopped being the point guard for the team, he won't get you too many assists, but He's in a decent spot in a game that could be pretty ugly. And if it does stay close, I feel like he will be one of the contributed pieces and one of the pieces who will be on the floor if the game is close or if the game get out of hand. The only thing that will keep him off the floor is if he get a little handsy and need to take some time off the court. Now, going with this last position, there's a couple routes I was thinking, but it's just like, man, this is probably like the one spot I don't want to go super flyer cheap. And I'm actually gonna go into, oh man, how much is GG Jack? The cheapest I will go would probably be GG Jackson. Or since it was a back-to-back, they are playing Sacramento. I might have some interest in Jalen Smith as my cheapie, but that's only if I hear some news on players sitting out. But as of right now, Gregory Jackson, 5-1. Let's see if he can, reenact this career performance he had against Golden State. Definitely just going to be a GPP play. Don't really see myself having too much shares of him. And I do feel like he will be a little bit more popular than he actually should be on this 9-game slate since, the whole GG versus Steph round two. But outside of that, let's end it on the final position. Let's go to centers. And man, I really don't get how you can't go chat and go with the 10-4 spot for Sabonis going up against Indiana on a back-to-back. You could talk yourself out by saying, hey, it's a back-to-back. This could be a game that would be out of hand pretty early, but man, revenge game for Sabonis going back to Indiana. I don't know. I like it. I feel like he's gonna be, a little bit demoralized by not getting that all-star reserve. I really do love the narrative going into this game. So Sabonis for 10-4 going up against Indiana, what could be the highest score game on the slate. Man, if this stay close, this could be an potential triple double for Sabonis. So, since we don't have Jokic on the slate, Sabonis might be one of these few centers to get you 60 DraftKings points on this slate. Going mid tier, I'm also gonna go with another All Star snub, Rudy Gobert. I know that's probably going to be the most popular opinion of the All-Star snubs, but I really do feel like he should have made it over Cat. But going up against Orlando, I really do feel like he's in a decent spot. Should get you 13, maybe 11 points, couple blocks. Feel like this is a nice setup for a 40, 50 DraftKings point night, especially at 7K. And I don't see his ownership being too high. Typically, people don't want to roster players against Orlando. I don't know if it was because of the hot start to the season they had. I really don't know. But I do feel like this is a nice little quiet 40-point DraftKings point night out of him for 7K. Now, going with the GPP only play. Yeah, I guess you could call it that. GPP only play. If you feel like, you need to be as different as possible, I will go back to the ugliest game on the slate to me. Go with somebody who was on, was he on G League tonight? I want to say he was on G League tonight. I'm going with Dominic Barlow for 3-4. In this New Orleans San Antonio game. Again, GPP only. Definitely play with caution. And honestly, even if the dude get playing time, he could have fell out in about 2 or 3 minutes. But during the summer league, they actually played him a lot with Wemby. And he actually looked pretty decent playing with Wemby. Again, you don't know what the minutes are gonna be, but he is a nice little high energy play, could get you a couple of rebounds, and he honestly could get you a sneaky 20 DraftKings points if he gets 16 to 22 minutes. So that's how I'm looking at this slate early again. Things will always change. And since change always happened, these lineups are always changing. The Sports Ethos DFS Pass is the best place to get this information. Yeah. Outside of that, hopefully we can take down this slate. You can follow me on Twitter at whatever you want to call it, at Orange DFS, talking about all levels of basketball this past Tuesday. We killed on EuroLeague, end up doing the little sits for sits on the picks, 25 Etzen. Got some really good games in the EuroLeague coming up tomorrow. Not too sure who's playing in women's college basketball tomorrow, but we have a nice little Saturday slate coming up. Outside of that, let's get this money and on to this slate. Latest.